And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Dude, I'll be doing that all day.
Kicking off the podcast from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And if you love music, you need to download the Pickle Jar app. Show some gratitude to your favorite artists. You can support some great causes all around town. Plus, you can watch exclusive content. I'm not looking on purpose. Plus, you can watch exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else. Download now, today, at picklejar.com. Whether you got an iPhone or a Droid, it's all good. And Pickle Jar is great. Okay, can I look now?
Yeah, yeah. Look. Okay. What did you bring?
What in the world is everything going on here?
Well, Low Cash.
Hey, hey.
Low Cash has walked in.
We're
for
here.
The podcast.
Yeah, I happened to be listening to y'all the other day, and Patrick was giving you a hard time about your crossbow.
Yes.
Right. So I brought crossbows for him to have one so you can give him a hard time.
What? Wow.
You brought a crossbow?
So, yeah.
It's a crossbow. Are you serious?
I brought two, so now I feel bad because I don't have three.
We're good. So. I'm solid. Appreciate you.
I'm not sure you're solid.
I'm really okay.
Bring, let me see this.
This is perfect for shooting aliens, so I don't know about that.
What?
They'll never hear you coming.
You literally brought...
Yeah, so y'all can't make fun of me and my crossbow now.
So you guys are hooked up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. So great.
So they were making fun of your crossbow.
You. Yes. I was having issues pulling because I've got a shoulder issue going on.
Right.
And I can't do any kind of draw right now with a regular bow. So I'm like, let me go get a crossbow.
What kind of crossbow are you using?
I don't even know. I bought it off of somebody, a family member who bought it and never, I haven't even opened it except once.
No, but so we might have to get you another one. This is Expedition Archery. We are part of this company. We love these guys. And this is all we shoot. And so we're going to get you one.
Yeah.
And so
we'll get you a top notch one.
I was just listening yesterday. I heard his conversation. I was like, okay.
Yeah. I just got it because they bought it and they never shot it. So I'm like, I'll take that.
Expedition.
Yeah. So I'm like, how much did you pay?
Expedition.
I can't wait to go home and tell my wife that Preston bought me a crossbow.
No, I didn't buy it.
When you get her or whatever.
Chris and I are part of this company. So, but when I heard the convo, I was like, oh man, this is too good.
So when you get a call.
That's a good one too. That's a nice.
When you get a call from a number you don't recognize today and it's my wife going, have you lost your mind?
Pat, you need to walk in, take it out of the box. And then,
it's home
and take
security.
Your, take
it's
your
home
shirt
security
off,
right there.
Take your shirt off, have it over your shoulder.
Absolutely.
And walk in there and go, baby, you know what time it is.
Yes. Daryl Dixon time.
Put some mud on your face.
Walk into dinner one night and just set it on the table. Let's
and don't say a word about it. Just put it there.
Just act like it's just fine.
Just go get something in the woods by the house, even if it's like a little bird, and just walk in with this little bird and throw it on the counter. Throw it on the counter with a little bolt hanging out of it and just be like,
or go
breakfast
get you a deer
served.
With it.
No, we have wild turkeys in my neighborhood.
Fine. There you go.
I'm like...
Can
I
you
always
just
joke.
Get a can? Why are we bringing innocent birds into this?
As long as you eat it.
Harvesting.
Are you going to have
natural
turkey?
Free range,
I
clean
just thought our manager
during Thanksgiving?
Was a
no, because I don't eat meat.
Okay, well
so,
then, hey.
I stand by it. But I'm just saying, we're talking about Patrick going, like, could you maybe aim, I don't know, find somebody's junk car?
You know,
so
now you're supposed to shoot a car.
You eat
shooting people, shooting animals.
You eat
shooting
fish, people. Though, right?
Yeah. Occasionally, yeah.
Okay,
but not
well,
much.
I mean, he could go and harvest a
I'm
fish.
I'm not going to shoot a fish with a crossbow.
You definitely
why?
Could.
How
why?
Do you think
why
not?
Why
not?
Have
now,
you not seen
so
that?
Bow fishing is a thing, dude.
Yeah, arrows and strings that you know rig up to your bow, and then you shoot it into the water,
and
you
then
get
you
a fish.
Bring it
out. It's real.
Yes.
All right, I'm doing that. That actually
Carson,
sounds
you don't
like
have,
fun
now. Carson, it's you don't have wild turkeys at you in your neighborhood?
I'm not going to tell you if I do.
Oh. I need some addresses.
She's got jive turkeys.
Yeah.
Jive turkeys.
But you guys got to get together and shoot.
You ain't wrong about that.
And stop giving him a hard time now.
Yeah.
And then,
right. I can't make fun of Bubba anymore.
No more making fun of Bubba.
Well, I can't say that, but man, I'm so glad you guys are in. You know, we talked a little at the CMA Awards about our favorite conversation, and that's aliens and UAPs.
Now, we could have been talking country music because you were there for the award show and all that, but not us. Anytime we get around to you guys, whether it's been here in the studio or whatever, we've always gone back to that conversation.
Well, you guys have some sort of, I don't know, your connections are impressive. I guess it's from, is it from USO tours that you're getting this? Is it fans? Are there music fans of y'all?
What USO tours, we've done a couple of those. We've done a lot for our military, man. I mean, it's the least we can do is go over there and perform for them. But we got to meet a lot of the big generals. General Hyten and General Milley.
And so the conversation steers it towards are we alone in the universe?
Oh, yeah. That's way more important than anything else that's going on.
Well, so what do you guys have new intel?
New information has come to light, man.
There's a lot of new information. And if we want to go right at it, we could go at it right now.
Patrick, can you get them some whiskey? You guys want some whiskey?
Loosen things up a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm not going to hate on that at all.
Well, I mean, you don't have to drink it. You'll just look cooler.
Oh, what do you mean I don't have to drink it?
Yeah, no. Get him something nice. Get him something real nice.
Something nice.
Do y'all want whiskey?
Yep.
Okay. Do you...
No. Wait, I'm going to say no.
We're talking aliens, people.
Yep.
Aliens created whiskey. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, so what's the new information?
So let's start. Have you guys seen the dude that just got raided from Area 51?
Yes.
No.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, wait a minute. I have not been privy to any of this stuff because I've been in the middle of other things going on.
I don't know about this either. So,
okay.
So I read this yesterday. There's a guy that he has been looking at Area 51, taking pictures of Area 51, telling all kinds of story on his website. And finally, the FBI raided him, took everything.
Wow. Why would they raid him?
Threw his girlfriend out on the street in her underwear. Which I'm not sure why that is.
Because she didn't have pants on.
Telly got him in cuffs, put him outside.
Wow.
And they went through all his stuff. They have all his laptops, all his phones, all his records, everything, his pictures.
What did he take a picture of?
So he must have taken a picture of something. Now, you go through it, the guy has been in trouble for taking pictures of new military projects.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say ex-girlfriends or something.
I do.
This is going to get
military ex-girlfriends. Yeah. So, I mean, do I think he might have something there? No, I think that they got pissed because he probably took something of a new airplane or a helicopter or something.
Sure.
We're always doing
some kind of like aircraft.
Top secret.
Something. Right. Something top secret.
Yep.
So now he's suing the FBI for all his
stuff. That escalated quickly.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
But he can't really sue if they find one picture of, you know,
one thing.
Yeah, one thing.
Well, they can plant that on his hard drive. Everybody knows
as
that.
The government doesn't plant anything. Right, what are you talking about?
They would never do that. I'm so sorry.
I love our government.
I do. I love our government.
To
I love
paying my taxes. Plant anything.
I love paying my taxes. I love just doing all the stuff. It's great.
It's amazing.
Okay, so do you guys have any new information though on your conversations with any of the generals about aliens and UAPs?
And you don't have to say names. I think that's important because we know your sources are good.
Yeah, our sources are really good. And so we have one of our sources calling in today.
What?
And so we're going to have a phone call here in a few minutes. And I'm not going to say who it is yet because it's a surprise
guest.
That
source probably isn't going to be able to tell you everything.
Okay.
Has this source had conversations with you guys about everything?
Yes, but what we're about to tell you is some other stuff. May not or may have been from him.
Well, you know, we just get so tired
or
of saying, anonymously, you know, this was said or that. So we're like, okay, let's cut to the chase.
But
these are our boys. Let's bring them into the family.
Right.
And so they did some vetting. They vetted you guys out a little bit.
Oh, God.
And Patrick can't be here while we do this.
Out.
He has to leave with his crossbow.
But he's allowed to have a crossbow, good to go.
So Ronald McDonald is calling us.
Before we get too deep, our sponsor, we sponsored our pickle jar this week on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, so Pickle Jar sent us this whiskey. This is a wheated bourbon.
Bourbon?
From the Bear Creek Distillery in Colorado.
All right. Colorado whiskey.
Some fancy stuff.
See the mountains being poured.
Just going to have myself a little glass.
Hippies.
Okay.
Well.
hippies. Yeah,
it probably has THC
Democrats.
In it. It's from Colorado.
It's great. Yeah, why not?
That makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah,
so have we told you
smells great.
The story that has actually happened to me in Preston?
No. With a
an
UFO
alien
type thing?
Yes.
No. No, 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 no.
I'd like to say call it an alien encounter.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to
not
UFO, say
an
it was.
Alien
I
can't
encounter?
Say it. I can't say it's not.
What happened?
We were hunting in Georgia, Alabama area.
Can you add sound effects right here? Because it was pitch dark.
It was just like nighttime.
Pitch black
crickets.
Outside. I'm just going to add the ambiance. Yes. Yes.
Darth Vader's here with us.
Which, by the way, Darth Vader is an alien.
Yes, correct.
Truth.
Okay, so you're.
So we're sitting there hunting. It's us and a guy named Tony Conway. Conway is here in Nashville, major, you know,
music
manager,
industry veteran.
Music industry veteran.
And, you know, he's one of the honest, most honest men we've ever met in our life. So he's not a storyteller, not a fibber. Like, this is real stuff, right?
Okay.
We can get him on the phone if we need to, but we're waiting on someone else. Go ahead.
So we're sitting there, and there's this lake, little pond thing that we're crossing. We got to go around the lake to get there, and all of a sudden, this light just shines on us. And when I say a light shines on us, way brighter than this ring light.
We're down in southern Alabama.
In the middle of the woods.
I mean, we drove. You know what it's like to get in a truck with some rednecks that you don't even know, and they're going to take you to their property.
Right.
So you jump in these trucks, and then you drive 20 minutes into nowhere, into the pitch black. Don't even know what road you're on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
we're sitting there, and it's above the tree line. So it's not in the trees. It's above the tree line. It's one just big, bright light shining on all, because we had a guide with us. There was four of us. And it's just on us. And we're like, oh, you guys all see that, right? We're all looking at this, and we're all looking at this light and just sitting there, and I'm like, it's got to be like a military helicopter or something.
But it was silent.
You couldn't hear anything.
You couldn't hear anything.
Just a light.
We couldn't
no
have been
sound.
100 yards away from
you it. You don't even have
it
a light.
It was so
okay.
bright, we couldn't
a,
tell what
your,
it was. Though,
your guess is on the hotline. I don't want to keep them.
Okay.
So we'll come back to you.
There's a general on the hotline.
So on the hotline?
That's right.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah,
we'll ask.
That.
You know what? We'll ask the general what he thinks.
We're going in here.
Okay, you guys introduce your guest.
Okay, so on the line, guys, we have General John Hyten, United States Air Force, retired from the military in January as the 11th Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is the former commander of Space Command, among other things.
Okay.
Y'all make some noise for him.
And
I think
one
he's
of Locash's
right
best friends.
That's right.
General Hyten.
I love Locash.
It's a pretty amazing little intro there.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's amazing that Preston got it right. That's awesome.
He wrote it on his arm. I don't know what that was about.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, it's hard to find a spot on his arm. But anyway.
All right, so we're talking about UAPs and other life forms and that kind of thing. Space Force... you'll tell us what you can and can't say, but with Space Force created because we're about to come into what do you call it, Bubba? When we say, hey, what do you call it?
Invasion? Disclosure.
Disclosure. It was Space Force created because disclosure is coming very soon to the world.
No, Space Force was created because China and Russia are doing bad things in space.
Okay, all right.
I like that.
It's even scarier.
There we go.
Yeah, it is scarier, actually.
And we need somebody to be ready to deal with what China and Russia are doing in space. Now, someday, there'll be a Space Force that has to worry about going other places, but that'll be a while yet. We still, as fast as we go on a rocket, which is like 17,000 miles an hour, we still go way too slow to get out to space.
So are we in contact with other beings?
No. So when I was in Cheyenne Mountain, I was the designated alien officer, and so whenever anybody would call Cheyenne Mountain, I'd explain that nope, we haven't found them yet. And oh, by the way, if we figured out how to make a rocket go 17,000 miles an hour, and it would take us. Like, if we went, you know, that speed, it would, yeah, I don't know, 4,300 years or something like that to get to the next planet. If you went the speed of light, it'd take you 4.5 years. You know, if they figured out how to come this far, my guess is they're going to pause and say hello.
I doubt that. I mean, because I've heard, I say I doubt that. I'm doubting you, a general. But I've heard all of the talk. I mean, and I've read. Oh my gosh, I've gone down Reddit holes so deep. I've read all about this federation of different planets, and you know, whatever, the Greys and the reptilians and all that kind of. None of that is true.
I wish it was. And oh, by the way, I do believe there is life outside of the Earth and the universe. I absolutely believe that. Yeah, and it's just there's more planets in the universe than there are grains of sand on the Earth. There's no way, you know, that only exists in one place. It's going to happen. I God is an amazing creator, and I just don't think that we're alone. But I also know how far away things are, and I know how long it takes to get there.
Well, it takes – I'm sorry to interrupt you. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, for us and our technology, but for better technology, even, SpaceX and NASA working on this new thing that takes us way faster, and, you know, they've been in development for this for a while, and it does away with that. And who's to say that the technology that they have – isn't way better than what we have, which I'm assuming it is, then they would be able to get to us pretty quickly. Would you say
there's the one thing, you know, Star Trek figured out they had to go faster than the speed of light in order to make it real. So you got to have a technology that goes faster than the speed of light. And I'm having a tough time imagining what that would be. But when somebody figures out how to go faster than the speed of light, if that's possible, then it's theoretically possible somebody could do interstellar travel.
Well, we've seen a lot of the theoretical gravity waves and bubbles and things like that that could warp time and space around things. So then time and distance could potentially not even be an issue at all.
Yep, and so Einstein had a theory of relativity, and when you get to the speed of light, things kind of it's not good from a physical perspective. Time stops. It's very hard to understand what that would be. So it doesn't mean that there's not something out there. But if there's a being with that kind of capability, I'm convinced they're going to stop and say hello, because I guarantee you their ability to protect themselves is beyond anything we got.
So how do you?
There's no reason for them to worry about us. Just stop and say hello.
Or do you think they would be disinterested because we're such monkeys compared to
are? No, I think he'd be fascinated, because if they're that far advanced, then they came from a place where like we are. So they would be advanced. They would be fascinated to see what it would look like.
Okay, so then what's all the stuff that they came out with? The Tic Tac video, the Pentagon coming out with saying, yeah, we have a craft that is extraterrestrial. So what is that about?
So I can't tell you exactly what it's about for obvious reasons, but I'll just ask you a question. We have some pretty amazing airplanes in our inventory, and we have the ability to fly around with stealth capability that people can't see. Do you think we're the only people in the world that can do that?
Wait, you're saying that people can't see. That was a very interesting thing. I've never heard that before in my life.
I mean, my hope, if it is ours, then are we doing that? Is that just a flex? Is that an international flex to China and to Russia to go like...
Chill out?
Yeah, like, hey, listen, we have this. We're going to say it's, UAP. But you guys see it, and you know it's not, and you know it's ours. So take it easy. If it's that, I can believe that as well. I just didn't understand why the Pentagon came out and made a big deal about UAPs and leading the public into believing that it's aliens or aircraft, and we don't know spacecraft, and we don't know what it is really. And you got Favor going out there, Fravor, whatever his name is, going out there and talking about what he saw, and really, really telling this story. Like, this is the really is he does he not know that what the plan is? Did no one told him? So he's legit saying what he saw.
So all I can tell you is from my experience, everything that I've seen, and it's a lot, is explainable.
All right.
And that's all I can tell you.
Well, that makes me feel, listen, as an American, it makes me feel great. That makes me feel good. because it means we got great stuff. But the other question is, where did we get that from? Is that us having really smart people doing great things and technology, and our chips are getting really faster, and we can do things that we didn't think we could?
I also worry about China and Russia and everybody stealing that technology,
yeah,
because we don't want them to catch up to us. That's the beautiful thing about, I mean, what an amazing deterrent is to be able to say, look, we have stuff you can't even fathom. But if they got their hands on that kind of stuff, then, you know, it kind of cheapens that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I tell you what, they steal stuff from us all the time, and that worries the heck out of me. Worries the heck out of me.
Well, let's steal their stuff.
Yeah.
Their stuff isn't worth it.
I'll give you one thing to think about. It's pretty cool, is that, and this is how fast things are going in this world today. So the Wright brothers flew an airplane for the first time in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, in December of 1903. And 66 years later, we landed on the moon. Think about the scope of history. And we went from not even being able to fly an airplane to landing on the moon in 66 years. And that same, you know, change in technology can continue. And it's just going to be remarkable to see where it happens. And I don't know what the next breakthrough is going to be.
Well, it's almost been that exact flip of time. It's almost been the 60-something years. I don't know. I'm not doing the math in my head, but I would think that we could do so much more. Like, why have we not gone back to the moon since the 70s? Why have we not gone to Mars? I mean, I understand the distances, and you're talking, what is it, a three-month travel time to Mars, 6 months, something like that?
Well, you can ask our politicians, because I think it's horrendous that we have not gone back to the moon. And we're going back to the moon right now. Artemis is on the way. So Orion should be at the moon tomorrow.
Could you please explain to us, I'm sorry to interrupt, but could you please explain to us what Artemis is doing, right? Because it's just going to go in circles for like 25 days?
Well, it is. And so it can come back home. And then it's going to come back home. And it's going to come back home as fast as they can make it go. And it's going to come in at a really steep angle and see if it survives. Because they, you know, there's all kinds of limitations about going to other heavenly bodies, starting with the moon and then Mars. And you want to be able to come back fast and ideally steep. But when you do that, when you hit the Earth, it becomes really, really hot. And, well, just look at the tragedies of Columbia and other things. I mean, you want to see how it can work. So you have to use a celestial body to figure that out. The moon is the closest one. So let's go figure it out. And then the next time we'll take astronauts. They just, you know, Elon Musk just signed a contract with NASA to take astronauts on Starship. That's going to be pretty cool. Jeff Bezos is building a new Glenn to go back to the moon. And he's got a whole architecture for how he's going to do that. It's kind of sad that a bunch of billionaires had to be the ones that figured out that this is important for us, for the future of the world, that we get off this planet and start moving and seeing what's out there.
Well, you say that, but it's always been that way. It's always been the barons and the tycoons that have led the way and said, hey, we're going to do this. Follow along.
Yeah.
Yep, except for Apollo, which was, you know, that one moment in time where the Soviet Union was ahead of us, and President Kennedy said, we're going to the moon in a decade, and a rocket blew up on the pad in January of 67 and killed three astronauts, and 2.5 years later, on a different rocket, we landed on the moon. This country can go unbelievably fast if we're just allowed to, because holy cow, we have amazing people.
General, are you familiar with former Skunk Works director Ben Rich?
Yep, I am.
Do you believe that he said that we have the technology to take E.T. home?
So, very slowly. But he didn't talk anything about speed that I saw.
Yeah.
The Voyager spacecraft, the problem right now is our technology. The batteries won't even last long enough. So, I mean, there's somebody that's looking at a solar sail that'll take us maybe up to 20% of the speed of light with lasers pushing it. That would get us to, you know, Proxima Centauri, the nearest solar system dust in about 20 years. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, why don't
20 years from now, we'll have an idea what's there.
Yeah, I would love to do that. And you know there are people here on the Earth that would, and I mean, I know you can, you're even talking unmanned probably, I guess. But I know there are people who are willing to take one-way trips.
I volunteer, Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba's in. Go. Sure.
There you go.
No, he won't fit in that door.
It's all about weight and getting it off the ground. Yeah, they need little true. People.
He'll go, can I get an extension, a belt extension here? On this?
I have a hard time on a Southwest flight.
All right, so, General, you know, you're good at what you do. And so I would say that maybe it's not as much as what I
as what
it
we've
was.
Wanted it to be.
Yeah, and I'm sure they use that as part of the plan.
But like part of the plan. But like, you think about.
I'm going to defer to the 4-star general, the yeah. first one I think we've ever had.
I will
on
say
the
this:
show.
General Hyten has his dad actually built. Did he build Apollo?
He worked on the Saturn V. He worked on the F1, the main engine on the Saturn V. He built the water suppression system. So that's how I got excited about space. And I tell you what, if we start going to the moon again. The kids in this country are going to get excited about space.
Are they?
I get to walk and talk to kids these days, and when I talk about space, man, people get excited because it is still cool. It is just amazing what you can do.
See, I miss the shuttle program because that was something we always were
huge.
Doing things. And yes. as a kid, when I was a kid, I was writing letters to, at the time, the Dryden Flight Research Center and that kind of stuff, saying, hey, what other information could you send? And, like, I knew all the astronauts' names and all that. I don't see the kids doing that now. They're going, what's on TikTok?
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, I get to speak to a lot of kids and – and when I talk about space and I talk about what's there and I show them pictures and I got to meet Von Braun. I got to meet all the Apollo astronauts. A lot of astronauts are friends of mine right now. You know, Preston and Chris had a friend of theirs who was a road manager who thought the Earth was flat.
Yep. He was a flat earther.
That was a fun trip, wasn't it, guys?
You guys convinced him to drop the flat earther
thing?
We
didn't convince him.
Oh, no, but we had fun with him.
We had so much fun. I'm like, you're talking to the guy
who's still a flat earther?
He's still to this
day. I think a little less flat.
A little less.
He's more
a little less flat.
It's an oval earther.
It's a really big pain to clean those memes off of Facebook. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, he had pilots that, you know, what's the, I don't know if we're allowed to say, but we have an aircraft that goes over 60,000 feet.
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, the U-2 will do that.
Right. So, and the pilot even talked to him. He's like, dude, I could see the curvature, man. I see the curvature every day in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right there, man. He flies around the Earth.
Yeah.
I watched that video.
Around and came back.
Right. I just recently watched that video of Lieutenant Dan going up in a U-2, and I was like, gosh, can you imagine?
Oh,
my favorite, it's awesome. My favorite part of the USO trips is, especially with General Hyten, is when they take us to a hangar and they show us this aircraft that no one has ever really seen before.
Right.
And you stand behind like a velvet rope, you know, and then
very similar to CMA.
Similar CMA red carpet. Yeah. But then there's like these 10 minutes where they say, General Hyten, would you like to come sit in the cockpit? And then he goes up and all the pilots and the engineers get around him. And I don't know what's said in those meetings, but it's like,
Did you see that alien the other day?
Yeah. We stand there and we watch, you know, as he climbs into the cockpit of these aircraft and learns and sees so many things that we don't even get to see. And we got to actually see the aircraft, but he still has these confidential moments where you're like, what can this thing do? Yeah, you know, I mean, he sees it all.
That happened to Big D and I once. We were doing a thing with NASA, and they were like, you know, just, you know, don't pull your cameras out unless, you know, we tell you it's okay to pull your phones out or something. And I knew it wasn't that big of a deal because they let us keep our phones.
Sure.
But we get to one point, and I look into a hangar, and I'm like, can I take a picture of this? Because it was a phone okay area. And he comes over, and he goes, Nope.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I saw, but I'm like, that was cool. Big D didn't get to see it, and he's like, what did it look like? I'm like, it looked like something you can't describe.
General, can you talk a little bit about your role in Blue Origin and your, you know, kind of an ambassador helping out with children, kids growing up becoming fans of space.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
You know, I when I retired, my wife and I just took off and disappeared for a while. Went to Australia and Hawaii, and we just disappeared from everything for a while. When we came back, I realized I still have a passion to do some stuff, and I want to stay involved in the current technology. I want to stay involved in the space business, and I want to help out kids. And so Blue Origin, which is Jeff Bezos' rocket company, he's got a charity. It's called the Club for the Future, that kids can write postcards, and we'll take them to space, and we'll bring them back to the Earth, and we'll mail them to them so they got something that actually went to space.
That's cool.
We fly around the country and talk to educators and teachers and kids, and kids are the best because, gosh, especially middle school kids. Mm-hmm. Middle school kids will ask you anything.
Yeah.
And they do. And yeah. It's just amazing. And they get excited. And, you know, if you can just get a handful of those and get them excited about space, then they're going to start studying science and math. And you really can't. You can't go to space if you don't understand the science. And so the kids they're still amazing. We just have to leverage them. And that's what the Club for the Future allows me to do. And I'm the executive director for that club, and I appreciate it. And we get to give money to charities, but most importantly, we get to leverage the soon-to-be 9,000 employees of Blue Origin to reach out to kids and help out.
Did
I'm one of those, so it's fun.
When you were in Australia, did you go to Pine Gap?
No, we did not. I've been all through Australia in different military trips, though. This one, we stayed toward the coast, and we stayed on the east side because the west side was closed to tourism when we were there because of COVID.
So I think that was an indirect way to say, yes, I've been there, but not on that trip.
Yeah. Right.
What is that?
You can read that into it if you want. I didn't say that.
Okay. I may or may not have said that.
It's a surveillance base.
I'd say
echelons in that.
Old. General Hyten has been
a big antenna. It's a big antenna, but we got some big antennas around too, and you know, different people have built these giant antenna farms, reaching out to try to find something. Haven't found anything yet, but I'm convinced we will someday.
I remember back in the day, there used to be the I forget what the project was, but everybody was like, you would download this program, and overnight, while you weren't using your computer, it was crunching numbers and listening to signals and all that. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was like a SETI program.
Yeah, it was like SETI. Actually, yeah. I think it was SETI, and I was all about that. Yeah. And then I just
I think it was Paul Allen that took the SETI array, and then he built this giant array. I think it was in Washington State. I can't remember, but he built a giant array to reach out with integrated radio telescopes and listen for life, listen for something that wasn't normal ambient space, and didn't find it. But it doesn't mean we won't.
Well, I'm not saying that Pine Gap is out looking at the stars. I don't believe that's what they're doing.
No,
it's just an interesting place.
I think they're listening to us, but
it could be.
It's
who's not listening to you guys, you know?
No, not us.
No,
he
not
means
us.
All of humanity. All of humanity.
I've seen the numbers. Nobody's listening to us.
They're definitely not listening to you, but
so what about the underwater UAPs? Do you have anything about that, or is that just? I mean, I don't know what we can and can't ask you, General.
Ask whatever you want.
You can ask me anything I want, and I can answer anything I want. That's the way it works, but. Underwater is, you know, I'll just say that we have submarines that can go almost anywhere and unbelievably quiet, so you can't hear them. They're just remarkable machines. I used to be the commander of Strategic Command, so all the nuclear submarines were under my command. And my wife and I got to go on the USS Tennessee and underway with loaded nuclear weapons. But when you're down deep and you're dead quiet, it's amazing. What you see and hear, you hear whales, you hear all kinds of things because the submarine itself is so quiet. But we're not the only ones with quiet submarines. The Russians just built a new submarine called the Severodvinsk that is unbelievably quiet and very difficult to hear and track.
Yeah, but does it come out of the water and fly and go into space?
That's what I was alluding to.
Does it turn on a dime and then does it go back into water undetected?
So, no.
I love him. He is so deadpan. General, I don't care about alien stuff at all. I didn't even hear the first 15 minutes of this because these guys bore me so much with this. But I got to tell you, I am a huge fan. You are really just making this work for me.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, before I go, I just want to, Low Cash is an amazing band. And they're two of my favorite people in the world, and the guys that go with them are spectacular guys. And you need to know they've taken three USO tours with me, and they've made me stand on stage and sing with them.
Oh,
which is like the most frightening thing I've ever done in my life. And I've been attacked with bombs and rockets, and all kinds of stuff, but standing up on stage and having to sing. And then they cut out the mics and make me sing, so the only voice that people hear is mine.
Oh, wow.
That scared the heck out of me like nothing I've ever seen. But those guys are just amazing, and they love this country. And what they do for our soldiers, sailors, airmen, marines, guardians is just remarkable. So I didn't want to drop without saying thanks to Chris and Preston.
And we love you, brother.
Thank you for what they do.
Well, General, thank you for your service. And
General, I got one question before you leave, man.
All right.
And we've asked you before, and I just think the guys are going to get a kick out of this one. Is Elon Musk an alien?
Not as far as I know.
Not from South Africa.
So
I cannot confirm or deny. Elon Musk is an alien.
Have you ever had meetings with him about space?
Oh God, I've been so lucky. I've met with Elon many times. I've walked through his satellite plant, his rocket plants in Hawthorne and Boca Chica, Texas. I met with Jeff Bezos, walked through his plants in Kent, Washington, in Huntsville, Alabama. Watched through his plants at the Cape. I've watched through the infrastructure. They're two of the smartest people I've ever met. Elon is different, but so is Jeff Bezos. Everybody, if you're going to do the things they've done in their lives, you have to be a little bit different.
I love that they're different people doing different approaches towards getting to space, too, because I think that what we're going to do by having these two different approaches is we're going to find the one that really, really works the best.
That's maybe the smartest thing you've said the whole time.
Wow, look at that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The guy with the crossbow.
Named Bob.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
But that's exactly right. I mean, and they understand their rockets. They understand the technology. They have done the work. And they're the lead designers as well as the president of the companies. They really care this is part of their passion. This is part of their dream. They want to make this happen. And because of that passion, it's contagious. And I think they're going to change the world.
Going back to Elon, do you know if there was an actual body inside of that Tesla that he shot off into space, or if it was just a mannequin?
It was just a mannequin. I saw it. But that was a pretty cool trick. You got to put something on top. So let's do a Tesla advertisement and play some music.
Yeah, I would watch that video every day.
Nobody heard the music. Yep. That's okay.
So, boss,
it's pretty cool.
This is Preston. First of all, thanks for joining us, man. It means a lot to all of us.
And tell the wifey hi too. We need more cookies.
I know
more
you have.
Preston says hi,
man.
Mrs.
Hyten
right
makes the best toffee. It's incredible.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe she can send some to the show for you guys.
She's got to think it's ridiculous, all the questions her husband gets.
We got questions for her, too. We sat down in his basement in Colorado, and we just talked about everything that we definitely cannot tell you. But
So Chris and I still want to be the first artist to sing in space. Let Jeff Bezos know that.
Yeah, and Chainsmokers are trying to ruin that.
They're trying to get there before we can get there. So
how do we stop that?
Yeah.
I know we need to start.
We need to get them.
Tanya
fat.
Harding knows how. We can
all
call
we
her.
Need to do. All we really need to do is just go up to the edge of space. Maybe even the space
strum
station,
a little bit, sing something.
Play for if you can get out of your seat for like 10 minutes, we'll sing for like five, and then you know, strap back in and head back. But we are 100% serious. And so let Bezos know that. And we'd love to be part of Blue Origin.
I got it. I got it, man.
Just
like can make it happen. But also General Hyten is just like us, and that's why we all are like brothers. So he just heard what I said. He's gonna go handle this.
I think he just locked chain smokers in a room somewhere. He can't go anywhere.
General, thank you for the time. We appreciate it. And tell your beautiful wife there that we would love some toffee. So if we're
all right, we'll get you some toffee.
Yay.
Hey, Preston, Chris, just send me an address to send Bubba and those guys some toffee, and we'll send them some toffee.
All right, bye, sounds great.
Thank you, General.
All right,
see you, man. Love you, brother.
Take care. Bye, bye.
Love you guys. See you. Bye.
Yeah, you don't get to his level without being good at not saying anything.
Yeah, but have we seriously? Have we ever had a 4-star general? I know we've never had the second highest ranking military official in the country on the show before. Because, and I'm not 100% sure why he called. Like, what do you guys have on this guy?
His favorite song is I Love His Life.
Okay.
His favorite song, it's got it through some hard times. He went through some hard times. And, you know, in that I can't imagine what those guys go through.
Yeah. All right, so girls, let's debrief for just a second here. So he's saying that these are ours? This is our tech?
So,
I mean, you don't have to.
It's what he, that's how I got it, too.
For
it's
the
what
most
he
part,
alluded to.
He alludes to that. So there's two other people that we go on the tours with. One worked at Area 51. And so there's stuff that, obviously, General Hyten is probably the smartest man I've ever met in my life. He's just got like 4 degrees and stuff.
But it's also good to bounce your questions off of someone like that, because he will tell you what he can tell you. But I was going to mention, you know, when you're having whiskey with him and you're sitting there, and you ask him the tough question sometimes, then he'll take a drink and think about it for a minute.
He's the one that said the encroachment thing that we were trying to tell you.
Say that again.
So the encroachment, go ahead, Pete, because he told you
so,
specifically.
You know, we just asked him straight up on our last tour. We knew he was about to retire, and no one knew he was going to retire but us. And so we were having drinks at the officers club out back, you know, and just kind of wrapping up 3 tours together and having a drink. And we've been to a lot of countries together. And I said,
it's really good.
I said, okay, you just got to be straight up with us just one time. Are there aliens? And he kind of chuckled and took a drink, and he's, you know, sets the drink down real slow to buy himself even more time to, you know, think about how he's going to answer. He says, okay, I'm going to answer it like this. He says, if you and Chris were to jump in a car and drive across the Iranian border tonight at 2 a.m., what do you think is going to happen to you? And we're like, well, I guess we're probably going to be stopped.
They're going to hire us for a party for sure.
Acoustic Christmas show over there. I don't know. Just trying to get spins over here, guys. And,
there's a lot of money to be made over there on that station.
Oh, my God. Was that even General? Is that a guy even real? Are we getting played this whole time?
And so he says, so you'll probably be held hostage. You'll probably be questioned, maybe even killed. I mean, it's a crime to drive across their border.
I'd say 90% were killed.
Yeah. So we said, okay. And he goes, that's called encroachment. And he says, and I'll never forget, he said, that's a pretty big word for some Tennessee boys, all right? So listen here. He says, so encroachment is unannounced, and you show up on someone else's turf, basically. Now we've got a problem. He says, so with the space race happening with Bezos and Branson and Musk and even the United States government, he says, everyone's trying to go a little further all the time. And they're trying to be the one that gets the furthest. And he goes, it's a matter of time before there's encroachment.
Before now, we show up on somebody's doorstep.
He's not going to sit here and say that on this show.
Or we've pissed someone off. Yeah. Or something. Yeah. We're going to see it.
We're
going to
bump. And we're going to step onto somebody, what they feel like is their turf. And
that may not even be for 100 years or even 200 years. I mean,
that's what he was saying.
I see what he's alluding to is that we don't have the speeds yet to get to where we need to go. But eventually we will. And when that happens, there will be encroachment and somebody won't be happy about it.
He's also not going to tell you today if we have the speeds to get there, because
but it makes me feel like him saying that is that we know from some previous encounter we've been told, hey, stay in your own damn solar system.
You have to know him, and it's interesting to listen to the conversations that you guys have back and forth, because now we know how he operates and how he answers and how he alludes to, well, let me answer that by asking you a question.
Yeah, you got to see him on. He was on. Yeah, I got it, and I understood it. But it's just
he has to be guarded. There are some. There are dozens of people listening to this podcast, so you got to be.
Did you guys? I mean, all right. So I'll turn. Did you guys have either of you signed an NDA?
To a certain extent. Yeah. Not. He made us feel comfortable.
I got to a certain extent, and yeah.
There's,
well, I'm
y'all
sure,
need to
we
figure out what
Poland
your thing is.
Stuff, no, when we were in Poland, we had to do a couple things, but I think that was just because of Russia and stuff.
I mean, NDA having to do with your talks with
yes.
him.
Yes, yes. There's
when you
with
take
the whole
gentleman's agreement, with the U.S. O tour, you have to yeah. sign.
Though when you're going out with Millie, who is the Joint Chief of Staff, Chief Chairman, or
it General wouldn't Hyten. Surprise me if General Milley has an alien head on his desk. The guy is that he's that guy. He's like he's one of the funniest humans I've ever met, but he is the guy you want running your military. Like
General Milley's amazing.
He's no joke. Like what'd that guy do? Oh, come here. I mean, Southern boy, favorite song, Sweet Home Alabama, for some reason. I'll tell you, General Milley one time came up to us and he's like, "Hey, you boys sing Sweet Home Alabama for me real quick." And we're just singing, and he starts singing with us, and he goes, "You know, I got a target on my back because they had just killed, somebody.
Soleimani.
Yeah,
somebody just got, needed it.
Because Soleimani. I got a big old target on my back." He goes, "I just want to tell you something. When I die, which I will, one of you guys, my wife's going to be lonely."
Oh my God.
Wow.
Well, this is, you can't let Chris talk too much.
He's a jokester.
I'm
he's
watching jokester. Him closely right now.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. He's a man's man. He's a jokester. He's the guy you want to have a beer with. And he's not afraid of.
Yeah, you should have signed
anything.
You should
say
have signed
all the crazy, the fun stuff.
You should have signed an NDA.
Yeah, Chris should have signed two, obviously.
I was watching this video. It was, I don't know. It's something that's online. Who really knows what the thing is about it? But I was just talking about how that, the general is right. We haven't figured out how to go the speed of light. But what I was watching was saying that we've gotten like 99% of the speed of light. And it changes everything. And the craft is able to get to Mars in like 12 minutes. It's an amazing, crazy number. And SpaceX is part of it. NASA is part of it. And I'm sure Bezos is somehow maybe they have a
what you
two-way
saw
thing going.
Said that it's going to take us 12 minutes to get to Mars.
What's that?
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's crazy.
All the billionaires trying to do this, it scares me because it makes me think they know something is coming.
Doesn't it take like six hours to get to the space station?
I don't know.
I think realistically,
it's like 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah, it's not. It's
if you
not
take
that
Waze,
far.
If you take Waze, it takes you.
I mean, it's
to
like
shave some time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like going to Indianapolis or something. I mean, it's just right there.
I mean, 99% of the speed of light is. I mean, that's mind-boggling.
Well, I think he said we had 20% of speed of light. Craft.
Yeah.
Okay, that's even 20% is insane.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. It's
which means fast. If he's telling you we have 20%.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly.
I probably have 70%. So we have another a person. He obviously couldn't be on the call today, which we're not going to name names, but he's worked at Area 51. He's been out with us on the USO tours. I wish Hyten would run for president, but he's had his fair share in the
he's
government.
Probably smarter than
that. Very smart. So he's like out, and I wanted this guy to do it too, but he won't. But he's the one when we were on the ship. We were talking about aliens with him, and we had a couple drinks together, and just another great human being. And he's sitting there talking. He's like, "So when it came out, and you guys saw this during COVID, when COVID came out, we do have. We should have talked to Hyten about this." We have material from not here. We have something that comes from another realm that we don't know about, you know, another solar system.
Yeah, I didn't even get to talk to you about I wanted to talk about dimensional stuff. To talk about, I barely touched on the gravity wave.
Because you can actually read that. You can actually go online and see when all that stuff we were talking about before, it all came out during COVID, and everybody was like ignoring what was really happening.
Yeah.
You know, there's this disease. It was horrible. But look, we just announced that we have alien, like,
stuff.
I mean, I wanted him to tell you guys the story of how Space Force even came to be. It's an incredible story inside the Oval Office with Trump and all the advisors and the other generals. And it's an exciting meeting. And I want him to tell. I don't even want to tell it because
– Well, he's gone. You have to tell
it now. We'll do part two. We'll get him back on the phone.
Well, dude, do you know how long it took to get you guys in here? I mean, we've been having this conversation for – 2 years.
Yeah, but we got to leave them wanting more.
I feel like we haven't answered a thing. I feel like we have not done
We have implied.
I love it when you get the guy that did all the stuff, Area 51. And, I mean, this guy is several decorated. Is he retiring this year, too?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's right under Hayden.
Yeah, okay. I mean, don't get too much up. We don't want to get anybody in trouble.
So... He said when we were on one of the aircraft carriers, and I'm looking at this, and just the information that we have, how we can land a plane on a ship, a plane going 600 miles an hour. I mean, this thing it has to be built right. And General Hutton's right. China's trying to steal that because we have the aircraft carriers. They can't build what we have.
Right.
And they're trying to get that information. So he said, and I remember him looking at me, he's like, we learned from them. And I'm like, we learned from them. He's like...
Them, and he wasn't talking about China. He
was not talking about China.
Chris was trying to get this guy on the phone, and he has gone completely MIA since Chris started this conversation on the group.
He is actually...
He's out.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get anybody in trouble for
sure. No.
It's
interesting.
I don't think he'd be in trouble.
I mean, what he said about the Wright brothers. The Wright brothers barely got a plane off the ground, and 60 years later, we landed on the moon. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely crazy.
Mind-boggling.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, it took us
the leap,
all of human history, to get from, you know, riding in horse-drawn wagons to building something that could fly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you know, 60 years is nothing.
I still don't believe that this is the first thing that could fly either. I agree with that. There were civilizations on Earth. You look at the Nazca lines. You look at all of the mounds and the different things around, even North America. I mean, there's some crazy stuff that you can only see from the air.
Maybe
would they ever build stuff like that?
Even in our own recorded history, you're talking 5,000, 6,000 years.
I'm talking more than that.
I know, but I'm saying how long it took 6,000 years to get where we started knowing about what's going on. We can get something with a motor off the ground. And then...
Not even that.
So 60 years compared to 6,000 years is 0.1%. I mean, it's like...
I think we had a whole civilization that knew a lot, and I think we were visited back then, and it was wiped out.
Probably.
Somebody did something dumb.
Yep. I think we were wiped out. I think we
have
something
to look forward to. All right. The aliens are going to come reset everything.
I mean, look, the Earth is, what, 4-point-something billion years as far as the latest estimates.
Which is young.
Yeah,
So
if you think about that, humanity has only been a thing, let's say, for 10,000 years since the end of the Ice Age. But we know that there was stuff going on this planet for a long time. There had to have been some kind of intelligence. It might not have been people. I don't know.
Right.
But I definitely think that it's arrogant of us to think that this planet existed for billions of years and only here in this last little nanosecond of its existence that there's been any intelligence.
God didn't create people until the seventh day.
I think Elon Musk was then, too. He was around back then, too.
Maybe.
I'm telling you guys.
I honestly believe he's an alien.
I do, too. And I remember.
Do you really?
Yeah,
1,000%. I'm going to tell you a story that this is on the NDA. So,
have you seen him shapeshift?
Possibly.
I mean, what's the thing he told the massage therapist?
Shapeshifting? I don't know.
Oh no.
Do you not remember what he told the massage therapist?
No.
He goes, if you really did massage me and give me a happy ending, what does my penis look like?
There's something different about
my penis. Something different about me.
You don't remember that?
No.
He
no.
said there's
you
something.
Google it.
Yeah. He's like, there's something very like significant.
If you really did this, you would know something.
Oh,
the girl
there goes Carson.
Again.
She's on. She's like, I'm Googling. Elon Musk penis.
Probably green.
Get back to Elon. So, go ahead.
So he's an alien. That's what we just figured
he's
out.
He's the smartest human being in the world.
Here's what I'm going to say. So we're about to go on stage. No, I'm sorry. We're going into one of the military classrooms to learn about a bomb or a missile or something. And So they're going to take us in. And on our way in, General Hyten always has to go in first. I mean, he's the royalty of the whole tour. So him and Mrs. Hyten always go in first. And then all the rest of us go in and we sit everywhere else. And so he's got about 32 people on his – at the time, he had about 32 people on staff, and about half of those were Secret Service. And so his main Secret Service guy, we have become really close with. So I know he's seen some shit, right? So I'm like, okay, this is the guy, not General Hyten. We got to get him whiskeyed up, you know, and find out what he's seen.
Right.
So
obviously
he's the
you
one
know what we were doing
slip,
on our USO tours.
Right? So I said – we're about to go in, and he leans – and I had my mohawk rocking that day, shape-shifting. And so where he leans over, and he goes, you guys can go in now. And I was like, okay, cool. And so we start to go in, and he says, hey, P.S. And I said, yeah. And he goes, Elon Musk has the same haircut as you. Well, I had just seen Elon Musk in the news, and he did not have a mohawk. Not the way I was rocking it that day.
Well, they do have wigs, too. I mean,
so I was like,
they do have wigs.
I wonder – well, I'd seen that he had shaved his sides a little bit, but not really rocked it out. And so I was like, hey, how do you even know he has a mohawk? I stopped, and I just asked him point blank. He goes, oh, he was in the boss's office the other day. And I was like, wait. So Elon Musk was at the Pentagon in the general's office? And he goes, yeah, comes in all the time. And I was like, that's how I knew to ask him in front of you guys, have you ever met with Elon Musk? And so I said, whoa. So Elon Musk goes into the boss's office at the Pentagon. Do you go in? And he goes, no, I'm not allowed in those meetings. And I said, so they close the door. And he says, yeah. And I was like, okay. Now hold on a minute. So now I'm backtracking. I go over to Chris. I'm like, yo, Elon Musk is in the general's office. And he's got a mohawk.
In private.
Like, and in private. What is
and
he
named his son like
X234723.
Yes.
So is he asking for permission? Is he asking for forgiveness? Is he part of a plan with General Hyten? I'm going, what?
See the guy telling him don't go past Mars or we're coming for your.
Yeah. Right. Well, here's where you can go, you know, like you said. And so I'm like, okay, there's an electric fence, per se, at Mars. You're going to need to go over that, you know, or, you know, all these things are running through my mind. So I go to Chris. I'm like, I think Musk is an alien. I'm not even sure that his SpaceX launches are leaving to go somewhere. Earth might be where they're coming to. We're seeing the launch as it's leaving from here and coming back.
We're the receiving end, not the leaving end.
We're the receiving end. Yeah. And so,
have you ever seen that thing land on the ship?
That's pretty awesome.
It's awesome, but at the same time, it's always like it's not there, and then like boom, it's
right?
I'm like,
have you seen the one where he explodes it?
No,
and gets rid of it?
No,
and gets rid of evidence quickly.
Okay,
I don't know, it's
quickly,
just
quickly.
Just saying,
I mean, the guy's whether you like the guy or not, whoever's listening, whether you like the guy or not, the guy is brilliant and smarter than anybody in the world,
and he's an alien.
He has a
just keep slipping.
You're saying he's an alien because he had a mohawk.
No, he's saying, no, that's what clued me in that it was recent and he was in the boss's office because I had just seen him.
He's also
the
richest man in the world.
He's also got something wrong with his genitals.
I know a lot of rich people that aren't at the Pentagon having meetings.
You don't know the richest man in the world.
I don't
know.
There's
a big joke.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Elon Musk.
Okay.
You would notice there was something different about him.
With his strange
penis. Looks like a banana.
Okay, so.
Does it glow?
You guys
is it a lightsaber?
All right. So you guys brought in General Hyten, who talked in circles and said, no, basically they're ours. And then you said, there's another general, Milley, he's great. And he says that we learned a lot from them, quote unquote, insinuating that it is alien. So either Milley is throwing you guys off, or Hyten is throwing us off, or
they're all throwing us all off.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. I believe I don't, that 100%.
All right.
Not in a
you
bad
know,
way.
I would have thought that this would have been a great day for D, and he would have really loved it. But I have to tell you, I've been watching him. He just looks
it's
so
frustrated.
Annoyed.
Yeah,
it is, you know what? I can't help but be frustrated too. But I just know the conversations that I have. He told you he truly believes there's life. He said that like five times.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think there's life out there. I think there's life out there.
He also said it's a matter of time a few times.
Right. So, I mean, and then some of the other, you know, it wasn't General Milley that told me that. It was another general. I can't say name. But General Milley, I don't know if he cares about space right now.
Another guy who's really high up with Space Force and some things like that, he was on a parachuting mission into Area 51. And so they never told us what it was for, why they would even parachute into Area 51, but they were sent on this mission, and he parachutes in and didn't say what was achieved or not achieved on the mission, but he said, let me quote it. Hold on a second. This is awesome. He said, "Just for the fun of it, I know you boys will like this. I acquired the grid coordinate street sign from Area 51, and it now hangs in my basement." This guy's awesome. He's like our modern-day Rambo.
He's the Chuck Norris.
He took something from Area 51.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's got it
in his
basement.
But this guy can get away with it. This guy is like Chuck Norris.
Hey, are we on camera right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to hold this up. This is really cool.
Well, don't cover names or anything.
No. This is General Hyten's coin. You know the coins.
Yeah.
Military coin challenge.
Love the Pentagon shape and everything.
And this is really cool. This is his. So I'll just kind of hold it right here for a second. And it's kind of cool to see.
We'll have to send him. We have a Big D and Bubba one.
On the back, it shows that he's a 4-star.
If you guys send him a Big D, he would love that. He would absolutely love that.
Okay, we'll do it.
It's really cool. I brought this just because he was going to be on the show.
When we sat with him, like, we talked in. Obviously, me and Preston always bring up aliens. Always. But.
You looking for ours, Bob?
We also talked about, I wanted to know about presidents because he worked for 4 of them.
Right.
And he was telling me some stuff. And
was there an alien president?
I mean, there were some names, but there wasn't an alien. But
that's a whole nother, like, next call.
Yeah,
it's so cool to
hear the different.
Which president would you want to have a beer with? Which president would you not want to have a beer with? Which, you know what I mean?
Because he's down the middle. He's not like, you know.
Yeah, he's not playing sides.
He doesn't play sides. None of these guys do.
Exactly. He's got to be accountable to both sides the time.
Right. He serves the president.
Right.
And there's people, you know, that he admires, and there's people that he doesn't.
Well, that's a part of our problem is that we have guys that aren't doing that.
That's right.
Correct. And he did say that. When I talked to him, you know, he's bad. He's got good to be retired. The guy's amazing, but he was just like, you know, the White House is just, they're just tore up on each other. You know, they're going off on each other. There's no level. No one's listening to each other.
So he's very intelligent. His father. Mm-hmm. His father is intelligent, so he inherited some good brain
power.
And
his dad would take him to the rocket and, you know.
Yeah. You know, and
take your kid to the job.
And he's also very disarming, just as a human.
Yes.
General Hyten is. He's an easy smile, it looks to be.
Yep. He'd be a great president.
And he's not intimidating.
Uh-uh.
He's a very kind of. Hey there, guys.
Friendly.
Yes,
he's very, very smart.
These guys who come off that way, and they're very intelligent.
God bless you.
Dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah, I wish because we go to this thing where, you know, in government now, it's all, you know, you have to be a senator or a governor or whatever. No, you don't want somebody who plays the game. You want somebody who leads.
Yes.
We need to make decisions.
We need leads. That's for sure.
And again, this is not a party thing. I mean.
No.
I don't want politicians anymore. I think we all can agree on that. Politicians do nothing but make other politicians happy.
Yeah.
And we, the people, man, we need leaders again. We need people to step up. I don't care who they are. Just lead.
I wouldn't mind a military leader. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't
Another
mind
Eisenhower?
That. Yeah. Somebody that doesn't care that game, the red, blue. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, this is what we're going to do. This is, you know, we're going to make people happy again. We're going to make, you know, we are the greatest country in the world.
That would scare places like China and
Russia.
Would
scare the
shit
out of them.
Yeah,
they wouldn't know what to do.
Did he bring up Eisenhower at all in your conversations?
No, he didn't. I mean, I know he admired him.
I can't say that he didn't because
He tells us so much.
Were y'all drunk when you were doing this?
Oh, yes.
There was a couple times. Yes.
And toffee. There was a lot of toffee.
You guys are high on toffee.
Booze.
General, do you mind if we smoke a J?
You know, I'm not even sure what's in that toffee, guys. I'm not. There could be some sort of
He lives in Colorado.
Memory
now,
eraser.
So memory eraser.
He did say this. Yeah.
Look at this, folks.
I'll take this for, you know, whatever president you like, whatever you don't. They all have their issues. Every one of them had issues. He said he worked for all of them, four of them, and he said they all had the best intent for the United States. Now, what they did to make it great maybe didn't work. But he said they all love the United States of America. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, that's fair. That's fair. We'll leave it at that.
I like that.
I mean, he told me a lot more that I can't tell you. But
what are you doing, boss?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, we are on the phone.
Is this CX?
We're actually with Big D and Bubba right now. You want to call in?
Or we can put him up on the little thing.
Yeah. So what's the number?
Okay, hold on. We'll
guys, this is Chuck Norris on the phone.
Chuck Norris?
What? This is CX.
Well, some people say that if Chuck Norris and Rambo had a baby, they would have this guy.
Yeah, hang on a second. Okay. You
step in with Patrick just for a moment, and y'all take care of that and get it lined up.
Get him a hotline.
And I wanted to talk to General Hyten about we were talking about the gravity waves and all that kind of stuff. There is that one UAP from Puerto Rico that still blows my mind. The one that goes over the little airfield and then dips into the water.
This is the guy you want to talk to.
Really? And then pops back up, but never once did it slow down.
This is the guy you want to talk to about
when
that.
When it went from one to the other, there should have been a speed difference. There should have been something.
He'll tell you, because we've had this conversation about the little tic-tac and all that stuff.
Who is this? Who are we talking about?
This is SEAC. This is
SEAC?
Yeah, senior enlisted.
He honestly can't believe Hyten would call in.
Really?
Dude,
General Hyten
is the man, dude. He's like,
he should be
the president of the United States. I would pick him, but he does not want to do that to
I texted
wife.
Hyten last night.
Oh, God, he'd be amazing.
And I said, I don't know what you got going on tomorrow, but we'd love to make you the special guest. And he was like, count me in. I'm there. And I was this is awesome. This is great.
That's so much fun.
He really likes you guys. He really does. Yeah, he really likes you guys.
Man.
He definitely wanted to take the time to love on the.
He's using you guys for the Ministry of Misinformation.
Oh, right now, he hung on the phone and goes, "Honey, you'll never believe what they thought."
His wife, when she gets making that toffee.
You know what he might have said? He might have hung up the phone and was like, "Big D and Bub are getting pretty close
to
the
answers." One thing, our name throws people off.
I'm like, do you really need? Do you really need their address?
That is true.
Because I'm pretty sure that they know.
They know
everything.
I mean, he'll have Secret Service for the rest of his life watching his back, man.
He really is just talking to him and just a little bit I did on while I was talking research. I'm telling you, it's those guys, and Musk is the same way. Musk is kind of goofy.
Yeah.
And smart.
Disarming and smart.
Disarming.
Yes.
And General Hyten is disarming.
Yes. You want to hear what he says. I mean, people need to hear that.
There's a form of training that comes with that, I believe.
Here we go.
So here he is. This is a senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Someone who can't say much at all.
SEAC Ramon CZ Colon Lopez.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, CX?
Hey, man, long time no see.
I miss your ass, man.
What about the rest of him?
This guy got drunk one night and taught us how to escape out of a bar bathroom through the ceiling.
What? Was it a drop ceiling?
And he didn't just tell us, he demonstrated.
All right, that's what I'm talking about, CX. Yeah.
Hey, man, it's just basic trade craft.
I can tell you how to get to a buffet 10 minutes earlier so that you get all the fresh food. Hey, so all right, so Bubba has a question. We're just going to dive into it, if you don't mind. Bubba has a question about water UAPs. Go.
That UAP that was over the airfield in Puerto Rico, the one that kind of went into the water, stayed under the water, popped back up, never once did the speed change, which really blew my mind because the drag in the water is going to be way different than the air. What was that?
Man, I don't know what the hell that thing was.
All right. I really believe him. I do. I believe him more than General Hyten.
Well, look, man, you know, so a lot of people got speculations about these things, right? And I think that any human being will be a fool to think that we're the only freaking organisms in this universe. Mm-hmm. So, man, the possibilities out there, yeah, I mean, you know, why do you think we have a space force?
Well, because General Hyten said Russia and China. So,
well,
you know,
that's this just took a turn.
85%.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, then, okay. I'll ask you what I ask him. So, the tic tac that we saw, the Commander Fravor, who was flying the F-18, he says, you know, it did this and moved around, then it disappeared and it showed up over the ship. Is that ours? Is that us flexing
is
on
Earth
other
countries? Ours? Is it Earth?
Yeah. Is that ours, or is that us flexing to other countries, going, hey, we have this tech, back off?
No, I mean, I cannot confirm that, you know, because clearly, you know, I just don't have knowledge of the actual encounter, you know, or, you know, what were the circumstances and the flight profile that one particular pilot had. But, you know, the fact is that there have been numerous accounts of things that just don't seem right. And a lot of the time we just don't have explanations for what it is. And, you know, it takes a lot of research and a lot of investigative work to finally figure out to see, you know, is it an adversary that is doing something? Is it something that we're testing? Is it something that somebody else is testing? So, but I'm not a UFO expert, man. I'm the guy that shoots humans in the face.
That's so great.
Hey, it's you amazing. Did, Siak, you did say that one time. We were talking. We were talking about drones, and you tell you, it's cool that, you know, you say this, like, he told us that, and bear with me and fill me in if I'm wrong, like the Army, the Navy, and, you know, Air Force and Marines, they don't talk to each other, you know, Coast Guard, they don't talk to each other, so they could be doing tests. Like, because remember that one you said the ship saw some stuff?
Oh, the triangles over the
ship? Yes,
yes.
And you're talking about the transparency, amongst the services?
Yeah, because so, like, you know, if somebody's testing anything, they're not going to really tell the Army, or if the Navy's not going to tell the Army, so the Army may have seen something.
So the Air Force
is going, something else, you know, like, you know, in the military, when you're testing certain weapon systems, I mean, there are this thing called SAT programs, which are very, very compartmented. And often there's only a handful of people that are waiting to whatever is being tested. So naturally, the entire population of the Department of Defense and Homeland Security is not going to have access to the information. So, yeah, things like that can happen when somebody's testing a weapon and then somebody gets a glimpse of it and they're like, hey, what the hell was that? So, and then people won't say anything because it's a classified program. So.
Oh, so in other words, like the thing over the ship, over the I think it was the bow of the ship or the stern, I forget, but it was like kind of shadowing them and doing some weird things, and they were like, we don't know what this is. That could have been the Air Force going, watch what we're going to do to the Navy.
Yeah.
Nah, man, it's not to that level, man. You know, this isn't a frat house, you know. It's like, you know. Yeah, let's go ahead and mess with the fishing department of the Department of Defense. Nah, yeah. I mean, that's not the way it goes. I'm pretty sure that there's some explanation to it, but again, that is not my area of expertise.
Well, that's a good way to test new technology, sure. Though, is if you test it on the best military and they can't identify it, then that means your stuff is working.
That's true. Do you know Lou Elizondo?
I do not.
Do you believe what he says is his story is true?
Well, I don't know who he is, so I don't know what he's saying.
Do you not know who that is?
No, I don't.
Okay. Lou Elizondo headed up the, I forget the name of the department, at the Pentagon, which was investigating UAPs for years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, he has a lot of, he's got a lot of stuff to say about UAPs and what we have and all that. I didn't know if, I don't know. It just seemed interesting. Figured you guys would run in the same circles. What about Robert Bigelow? Do you know him?
Nope.
Mm.
Do you know the song Just a Gigolo?
Oh, yeah.
He knows how to play it on the guitar.
That guy can play it on guitar right there.
Do you know Dick Marcinko?
I know who he is. Yeah. Now you're talking back closer to my circle there.
That's right. Okay.
Rest in peace.
I got you. You really do shoot people in the face, don't you? All right. I got you. We weren't sure.
I can tell you one thing that we were on the C-130 together, and it was we sat behind Siak, so it was General Hyten, his wife, Siak, his wife, and then us.
Don't ever tell anyone the seating chart.
Yeah, that's the way it was. It was
number one. Like, right, so don't expose the seating chart.
And they would like put these first class seats in this C-130, so it was beautiful. I mean, we actually played cornhole on it. We played football. We played baseball. But
that's awesome.
Oh, it was incredible. So we're sitting there, and you know, I'm watching whatever Vikings because I'm getting me into it, and you know, we're sitting there, and next thing you know, I see General Hyten and Siak run out of a seat. To General Hyten, and they're having this conversation.
Oh boy,
it is going at it, man. They're just—you can see it. And here comes the Secret Service, and they're all talking. And you know, General Hyten's guys are all in there. And I'm like, guys, something. Preston's like, something's going down.
Something's happening.
Is going down. Right
and we're in row three now that everyone knows.
Yeah, but I don't think they care where we were sitting.
Well, you never know. I think they did in the next moment here.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what happened, and literally. Not even 10 minutes later, I get this news alert that hits my phone. Ding! We had just bombed someone in Syria and got the guy or something like that. And we're looking at CX and he's like,
yeah.
But I was like, what was that? It's like, it's a big win, man. It's a big win for the United States. And that was cool. And everybody celebrated on the plane. And I guess it was a real, real bad dude. So.
Siak, have you ever shot an alien in the face?
No.
Okay. Okay.
I'm looking at your really tough picture from Afghanistan. Dude, I'm like, that's so awesome.
What are these guys bringing up?
Oh, I'm looking on Wikipedia right now. I'm just looking at your basic page there. I'm like, man.
As long as we don't bring up that calendar.
The calendar? Okay. We'll never know.
No. Yeah. Low cash has got, yeah.
Have you, I don't know if I can ask this question. I'm just trying to, you know, put the cheese right in front of you.
You could let me ask it.
So, have you ever parachuted into Area 51?
I can't confirm or deny.
Okay. All right.
Right. We
have done, you know, so a lot of these places that are mystified by a lot of the stuff that get out there, like conspiracy theories and everything else, those are actually test ranges and military ranges. So we do a lot of training in a lot of those places.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, I'm actually looking at your stuff. I think we know some of the same people. That's kind of cool.
Who do you know?
I'm not saying names. But I'll tell the boys they can text it to you after. How about that?
Look at Bubba with the hard flex.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, it's kind of cool. It's
like, yeah, he can't get it out of me. Oh, I can promise you he can get it out of me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's need to know basis. Don't worry about it, Zach. Don't worry about it.
Oh, man, that's cool. I think that's cool. Much respect. That's all I got to say.
It's G14 classified, right?
Oh, yeah, at least.
I will say this. Siak has been on all the USO tours with us. And there was one time where when the missiles came to the United States base from Iran, and we were on a tour at that time in Romania.
We were headed there.
In Poland. And they canceled that leg of the trip, and they sent General Hyten home immediately overnight. And Siak stayed out there with us, and he is the truest of all Americans and took care of us and – you know, made us all feel safe. It was kind of an intense time.
Well, it was cool. We went over there. What was the training when those guys were swimming and you took them all under your wing and you had to talk with them? They were like swimming for like 30 hours, man. What were they doing?
So that was the selection phase of special warfare for special tactics training in the Air Force. That program there, you know, washes out about anywhere between 70% and 90% of the recruits that come into it.
Jeez.
That was the craziest training. I mean, and those guys are trying to, you know, and Siak went over there and talked to each one of them, man, while they were, like, basically drowning. I mean, they were, like, it was crazy how.
That's cool, man.
But he knows Toberman,
from the Space Force? Is he the head now?
Yeah, so Toby Toberman is the chief master sergeant of the Space Force. So he's the highest enlisted person in the Space Force, yes.
Yes. And so SEAC has been responsible for being instrumental in getting Chris and I honorary induction into the Space Force.
Oh, nice.
And wow. It's been really
cool.
Which we're
going to invite you guys. We're not going to invite our wives because they think it's fake.
My wife just laughs.
Oh, man. I was so upset because
you guys are going to be our wives.
I wanted, whenever they were first creating Space Force, I said, man, they've got to name the ranks. Because I know, didn't they stay with the Air Force nomenclature, like airmen and all that? I was like,
no, they actually got away from it.
Oh, the Guardians. Yeah, I was like, why not Sentinels? The Space Force Sentinels would have been... It's the same meaning as the word Guardian, but it just has alliteration.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there were a few ideas that were pitched around, and then they brought it up to the people that were already in the Space Force, and it was actually a town vote on what they wanted it to be, and they ended up going with Guardians.
Yeah. So did Cleveland.
So did Cleveland.
Cleveland did too.
Yeah.
It done ruined it for everybody.
That's right. Well, do you ever find yourself in Nashville? We'd love to have you in, man. And
Or off the air, just come hang.
Yeah, just come hang.
We'll love to. You know, Janet and I, you know, we have been pretty busy here lately, especially, you know, after we got out of the COVID rut, we couldn't travel. So now we're just playing catch up, man. And this is my final year in the position. So I find myself on the road more often than not. And, you know, it's just one of those things, man, to where, you know, we have a duty to go ahead and take care of the 1.3 million active duty personnel that we have serving. And, man, we got a lot of work to do, especially now. These are very, very trying times, you know, with strategic power competition, with adversaries that have nuclear arsenals. So we are keeping the ship as steady as she goes, man. And, you know, protecting people in the United States of America goes beyond going out to foreign lands and killing people. Sometimes, you know, it's the restraint, the professionalism, and the diplomacy that actually keeps our citizens the safest. Yep. And that is where we find ourselves nowadays.
Well, I think we all are sleeping better at night knowing you are in the position you're in. It was nice to meet you, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, guys. Yeah, definitely a pleasure and honor. I'm glad that we were able to do the flyby here. And when Locash gets inducted into the Space Force family, we'll make sure that we send you an invite. I think the ceremony is going to take place in Uranus.
like a fourth grader.
You fit in well.
He's perfect.
Oh, I love him.
SEAC, one last thing. Are there aliens?
Yeah,
are there aliens, baby?
Huh?
Are there aliens?
I don't know, man. I've never seen one.
Yeah?
Except in El Paso.
Lots of aliens in El Paso.
I love you, brother. I miss you so much, man.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, hey, much love, respect, and thanks for the opportunity, man.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Love you, man. See you.
All right, later.
Wow, man, that's so cool. You guys have good friends.
Man, they're good guys.
It's going to be in Uranus.
Except in El Paso, guys.
It's going to be in Uranus.
He's so funny.
I love
Dude, he does a roast at the end of the USO tour and roasts everyone. Wow,
he could be a Saturday Night Live skit writer.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
Oh, dude.
And you don't know it because he shoots people in the face.
Yeah.
But suddenly he turns into this seriously funny guy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say anything bad about him when you roast him. You're like, yep.
Yeah.
I'll take that. You're right. Guys, thank you. This has been... I don't know.
Do you guys remember I'm talking about the light? Can we end it with that?
Yeah, the light story.
Yeah, so you guys saw a light.
Go back to that.
You're hunting, and there's this light 100 yards away. It's looking at you. It looks like a helicopter.
Anything. And then Brooks and Dunn came on. They're like, I saw the light.
You would think it's a helicopter, but we can't hear anything. But now that, you know, heightened sand, that we have stuff you can't even see.
Dude, when he said that,
yeah.
I was like, did he say too much?
I've never heard him say that.
I've never heard anyone say that.
And that light just went, boop, gone.
He stops at stealth
there's
every
nothing
time.
There. And there's
then
nothing there.
Today, he uses the word invisible. Can't see. Can't believe it.
Can't see was the exact words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
dude, that's a huge... That was a... That,
they, obviously,
I kind of feel guilty even bringing it back up again. I mean, that's some seriously cloak technology.
Yeah, but we've been doing this kind of cloaking for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they've been Harry
making. Making tanks disappear is nothing. That's not new. It's not new. There's different ways of doing it. You can do it with fiber optics.
Yeah.
They have different plates. So it's not super. I mean, I don't think he said a whole. Listen, he's way too smart to say something he shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you guys aren't.
You ever just drive and. You don't remember the past 20 minutes and how you got home?
Yeah.
No.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah. No. And you're like, God, I don't remember driving home.
Wow, that's scary, Chris.
No, you're not drunk or anything like that. You just go through that. I think you're abducted.
I think you should take
your... zoned out?
You're zoned out.
I think we should take his driver's license away.
No, dude, I know. I obviously drove great and didn't get any accidents.
How do you know?
The fire
I don't remember, but I get home.
You could have hit someone. You don't even know it.
Man, between him saying that and you thinking Elon is because he has a mullet or whatever.
Did you not see?
Because he has the mohawk.
Did you look it up? Did you look up the massage therapist?
The problem is when you Google certain words, it just comes up about his sexual harassment lawsuit. So I wasn't. I was also afraid of images.
But that's what it is. She tried to do a sexual harassment lawsuit.
And they paid her $250,000.
Well, so who cares if he got whatever? But at the same time. If she really did, she would have said what was wong with his
genital
area.
All I saw is he kept wanting to call it elongate.
I think that's brilliant.
Elongate.
That's amazing.
Right, but it was elongate. Yeah, okay.
That's amazing.
I mean, that's pretty well done.
It's very well done.
It's a great pun.
It's pretty good.
A lot of respect for that pun.
He's an alien.
All he did was challenge her to describe his penis.
Thank you for the crossbows, by the way.
Yeah, dude,
and,
of course.
We'd love to have you guys back in anytime. And I kind of feel it's a little nothing burger for me, but that's all right. Oh. I feel like we're going to get off.
I don't care about aliens at all, but I am pretty fascinated by how disappointed he is.
I am steeled.
The thing is, the higher up you go with getting someone on, the less information you're going to
get. What I love about General Hyten is he's not going to come on here and just, you know, talk the talk everybody riled up.
Yeah, he can't.
It's real. Whatever he talks about is factual. And that's sometimes what we need when we have questions.
Yeah, listen, and
remember, though, you're pretty deep already. To the average person, what he said might have been
mind-blowing.
The fact that he was even going there, yeah.
Both of them have said together, even CX, I have never seen one.
Right.
I have never seen one. Mm-hmm. That was really reiterated.
Or was one the key word? It could have been I, or was it
one?
Correct.
It's like Clinton when you guys had him on the show.
Oh, yeah. Rockwell. And he didn't say Roswell.
He didn't. He said Rockwell.
And I've never heard Clinton misspeak that way.
No,
so
he doesn't misspeak.
I think he...
Not even in court, he doesn't.
Yeah. Well...
Maybe.
Depends on what your definition of is. Okay.
A little fib here and there.
I guess we'll have to do this again in 2 or 3 more years.
Can we finish this so we can talk to them and get the real story?
I'm tired of playing podcasts.
As long as podcasts we've done in a while. So
yeah, I think the last time we did one this long is whenever we had Marcus Luttrell and Goggins and all those guys in here, and they talked and talked and talked, and we let them because, well, you do.
Yeah, you do.
All right, so thank you, everybody, for having on the podcast. Again, thanks to our sponsors, Pickle Jar, O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio. We love everybody.
I managed to get out of singing in front of you guys at the beginning, but here it comes. At the end.
But thank you, Low Cash.
Yes,
Low Cash. Go stream everything. Show up for all the concerts. Yeah. Buy all the stuff.
Buy all the dumb
merch. We've got a big patriotic single coming. Get ready.
Very patriotic single coming.
It's called Three Favorite Colors.
And you know what they are already.
Yes, sir.
Come in and play it for us.
Oh, it's red, white, and blue.
Yes. Took you a second, huh?
I'm sorry. He couldn't see it because of the stealth technology.
That's right.
Oh, okay. You couldn't see it.
It was a stealth flag.
There it was.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. That's okay. You can listen to the regular show on the radio
every day.
It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Low Cash.